Hey everybody, welcome to a special episode of the Job Shit Show. This is my second time doing a non-monologue version where I only bring on the very best second voices. And today we have one of those, Lindsay Kaplan. And the reason why we're having this conversation is because Lindsay and I talk frequently, and something came up that I thought was really relevant to that I wanted to share with everybody, which is what the fuck is going on with AI and professional services. And Lindsay and I are both consumers of professional services as well as providers of professional service. Would you say that's right, Lindsay?
Yes, hi Josh.
Hi. Lindsay Kaplan is a longtime friend and collaborator. Her forthcoming bestseller, Moved, will be out in stores when? Beginning of 27?
It's not publicly announced yet, Josh.
Watch for it. Watch this space because we will certainly do some announcing. But it's coming out. She's worked really hard on it. And she is an expert, longtime trainer, L&D expert, and facilitator. Lindsay, give the folks a little bit of why they should listen to you, what your credibility is, and then we'll get into our bitch fest.
For this topic or in general?
Let's keep it tight for this one.
So I'm a consultant by day who helps organizations move a bunch of people at once. So buy-in, adoption, behavior change, ownership. How do you get a whole bunch of people to do something differently? That's my expertise. And as Josh said, I wrote a book and it combines my expertise in my previous career in entertainment as a screenwriter, my career as an educator doing learning and development, and then my organizational psychology training and education. So business, education, entertainment, all careers where people need to move. We need to move a bunch of people at once. How do we do that? And I take those lessons to help specific organizations when they have a high stakes situation or group that needs to change and move and do something differently.
Follow Lindsay Kaplan on LinkedIn for all the latest and greatest. She'll let you know. Okay, Lindsay. Part of the job shit show is griping, complaining, pointing out, and talking about all the stuff that's happening in the world of work, getting it, doing it. And one area that I don't feel I haven't really gotten into is professional services. So the consulting work that you and I do and what it means. And we were talking about how you're feeling frustrated because some of the people that you are working with that you have hired to help do to work on something with you are, you feel, leaning too far onto AI. And I thought that was a really interesting, like, where we are in this moment. So can you talk a little bit about what you're experiencing, and then we can kind of analyze, like, what is the value of professional services? Like, what does that mean? So let's just start with kind of what you're experiencing at the moment, the best that you can describe.
So a little bit of extra context. So as someone who, does professional services for a living and also is buying them, I'm seeing both sides and having empathy for both sides at the moment. This concern started, I'd say, maybe 9 months ago when I was part of a large project where I was brought on for the client and they were supplementing my work with AI. And I was then cleaning up what they were doing and adding in my expertise. And I was like, oh, there's something going on here where AI is being used for the output, but maybe not the thinking and the judgment and the nuance and the instinct and the pattern matching. So it's already starting to get that spidey sense. Right now, I'm in a situation where, I myself use AI, and I could talk about how I do that or where I do that. But the places where I'm paying money for professional services is where I am paying for judgment, pattern matching, expertise, emotional support, best practices, and the use of AI I'm experiencing on the other end is causing me to lose trust in the very things that I hired these people for. So what I mean by that is, I think when we lean on AI too heavily, when we hire someone for these things that make them a strategist, they may inevitably become simply an order taker because they are foregoing the things that we hired them for and giving all of it to AI. And then it's a lose-lose situation. There's just to summarize, I think an over-reliance on the tool and an under-reliance on the thing that we are actually paying someone for, which is the human parts.
Okay, so to me, when you describe this to me, my immediate realization is we have misunderstood, or some have misunderstood, what we're being paid for, we being professional services. And maybe in the past it was partially output, but that is not what the use of AI has revealed, at least to you and I, and probably some other people, is that the true value of a partnership with a human who provides these services, consulting, writing, even design, is, like you said, you're paying for them. You're paying for their experience, their domain expertise, and their humanity, and you pointed out emotional support. It's, I'm going through this. This is a challenging project for me. Here are some other things. And I don't know about you, but it's like I get paid to do a certain amount of culture consulting, and but then the conversation always veers to what else is going on. And I'm privy to a lot of these things, and where I have some insight, I can provide that. If you don't understand that as someone who provides these services, and you are thinking AI can help you deliver, well, then why not just skip that, right? Just go right to the deliverable, right? That's, you are in the contract. It says, I'm going to give Lindsay this thing, and Lindsay's going to give me money for this thing. But that's not that, that you that that was achieved, and the quality wasn't there because they skipped the whole middle part.
Yeah, well, I think, we're talking this out live, right? I think it's useful to separate a deliverable and outfit from strategy and advice. And potentially what might be happening is the AI is just going to do the output and the deliverables, and you're only going to hire someone for advisory work, and that's it. And that's going to become more expensive and more high end. My problem is not the strategy and advisory. I feel solid on the experience I'm getting from those people on that side of the hill. I think what's happening is that when it's output and deliverable based and AI is used too heavily, it clouds the other side of it and makes me trust it less and makes me upset that I don't think they're using it. They're taking a shortcut or this is a story in my head.
Well, tell me about the trust. So tell me, so this is your experience that you've had, which is you think that you don't think that you think they're using it in a way that doesn't serve you, and that has degraded the trust in the relationship. Is that right?
I'd say so hard to speak about this. It's just I don't think I'm alone in this struggle, but I think right now being on both sides of it, actually paying for the things that people hire me for and experiencing the AI slop coming at me is incredibly frustrating. And it makes me think, like we're having the conversation, what is the value of hiring outside help when it's knowledge based?
Right. Knowledge, you can access knowledge, like you have AI, like you said, your client was like, well, I'm going to go and go use AI to help
Right.
deliver on this project because expertise is no longer, it's widely available. It's a utility, right?
Yeah, and the impact of that on the buyer, speaking for myself, is a lot of extra work. It's very, very inefficient. And it makes me second guess what the right answer is. So if my AI bot is talking to their AI bot, we're not actually working together.
Right, no, that's right.
And it's a much, much, much longer process and not what I need them for. I think I don't know what the solution is, but to your question about trust, part of me wonders is, does someone need to disclose up front in a buyer relationship, this is what I use AI for,
Here's
right?
when and where
Here's
and
when and
how.
where and how. Because that was not disclosed, and I'm just on the receiving end of it, that is a big piece of the trust equation that's been lost. If up front they said, this is how I use AI and this is what I'm going to do, then I get to make a choice. We all get to make a choice about how we want to engage. Because I was not given that information and just kind of sussing it out, I then lose trust in both the work product, whether I can count on them, and also what is the right answer? What's the right thing to do?
Right. So you're in my experience, and what I think I hear you saying is we understand that when not used in the right way, AI does not give is not going to give you the magic perfect answer. And so when you believe that the person on the other end is likely using AI, and in some cases we were talking, how do you tell? And you've got those kind of written verbal tics that kind of show up or whatever. But even if you're reading something and you're like, is it AI? Right? You don't have that trust. And now you're like, is this person actually giving me their expertise? Because now I don't know. Like it doesn't feel good. And it would, I mean, look, you and I have both experienced, have delivered, not ideal, it's like not delivered well previously, I'm sure, right? Like I know early in my career and even late in my career, I've fucked up, right? Like, and so I'm
I've
not,
never ever messed up,
no,
Josh.
okay,
I'm
fine, I'll speak for myself,
just kidding.
right? So, okay, humans can screw up and you can lose trust that way too, right? And that happens. And that's, it's bad for everybody. But here is a new way to fuck up, and the lack of awareness on their end is really problematic. The lack of awareness that this is a breach of trust, right? Like you wanted one thing and they gave you another, and no one's talking about it.
And it's not my place, I don't believe, to judge how someone does their job or what tools they use, right? I think we're in a weird world now, obviously. A thing I'm saying is surprising. We're all trying to figure this out. So again, it's the question of like, what is the thing that is bothering me? It's the disclosure and the trust and the story I tell myself because of that, right? Effort, priority, importance, all those things, signals. And I think it's, I'm not trying to direct the conversation, but I think it's useful to talk about solutions and what we should do and
I'm all for
what that means, especially as people who, I'd say more of my work is moving into purely the advisory piece.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people I talk to, or not a lot, some I've talked to because of AI, they are doing the same because they're realizing AI is, people are going to use AI for the output and the docs and the, and I actually don't think that that is, I don't know if correct is the right word. I don't know if that's actually the right move. I don't think it's going so far as like everyone's going to have cloud websites and everyone's going to, I think the people who are going to succeed are the folks who you call on, even if you're using Claude, because it's their human judgment. It's going to be even, yeah. So I'm, yeah.
So one an interview I just did The very smart consultant I was talking to, he has a statement: domain expertise is the new oil. And I liked that as an entry point because it reveals what is valuable in that you said, all right, so I said information's everywhere, right? Knowledge is even everywhere. You can get that. You can find a step-by-step guide to. But what someone with deep expertise has is what you pointed out, that pattern finding, that pattern matching. And that to me is what domain expertise provides. You've got your history and you've got all this ability to say, here is what I see, and it is complex and complicated. And based on what I understand, I believe, here are your options, or here is the answer. And so that to me aligns very clearly with your kind of insight around advisory, right? Like, here is me as a human telling you what I see and how I think decisions, the path forward, perhaps. And it's no longer about the deliverable. You're making a questionable face.
People
Tell me
still,
where I lost you.
there is
Give me.
still a world. I mean, I'm saying it too, right? So I'm talking it out loud, but I don't think the solution is we bifurcate. It's only advisory and strategy, and then AI does all the deliverables, right? Because that's where I am the most frustrated as a buyer, because I'm buying both from someone. And so it's not as simple as you get me one-on-one and we talk and I feel great, and then you answer some emails. And then when it's something deliverable based, that's kind of like tedious, probably. You just use AI and call it a day. I'm like, nah, that's not gonna work for me.
Okay, I'll give you an example of where I'm at, because I have a client that I've done kind of around the world. I've done all this stuff with them. And we started in my world, right, the process is the product, the facilitation, the finding the right people. It's about the relationships. AI is not taking my job anytime soon. The work that we did to create so we're talking about an employer value proposition. So we did this to improve their recruiting, their engagement as a message, as a brand platform. So we created that positioning. We did a bunch of research, found the right people, got the approval. I even did some visual design, pulling, skills from way back. I was able to do some visual design for their internal brand. And then, so great, all that stuff. And now we're in this, okay, we need kind of updating some of these marketing materials. And I'm using Claude Design with the new system in it. And basically I'm saying, here's the previous website career, page. Here's where our strategy is. Give me some wireframes. Give me some, UI prototypes. And it did, and it works, right? And it's like, to me, I think it is a good example of the output based on the hard work. That is where you can use Claude Design or Claude Code or whatever. It's like, it looks pretty good. Like, this is the right decision. This is the right, like, direction. And I have done all of that work up until.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. This is so complicated. You and I are not the only people having this frustration or reckoning. I think my takeaways are to be upfront in how it's being used. I think feels paramount to me. I don't know if that's realistic. Right? Like, I don't know if that's realistic for someone to say, like, when I hire a website designer, like, oh, I use Figma or I use this or I use Claude Code. It's like, okay, then I won't, or I publish on Squarespace or WordPress. And I'm like, well, I want to choose kind of, it might be something like that.
I mean, I had that conversation, I've had that conversation 5 years ago. Oh, we're a WordPress developer, right? Like that's, we only do WordPress, right? And it's like, okay, we're going to choose them because, or not choose them because of that. So that's, there's a precedent for that.
I really don't. All I can speak to today, right now, is the frustration of being on the receiving end of a lack of clarity about how AI would be used and its impact on me and my emotional,
Well-being.
every buying decision is emotional, right? Every decision is emotional. And I know that people tend to hire me first. Yes, they're all d d deliverables, of course, but they usually hire me for an emotional need, right? Like, there's various examples of that. And so I am the same way. And when you use AI like this, that emotional need goes out the window and it wipes away a ton of goodwill and positivity and trust that was
Yeah.
engendered.
Your bot, I mean, it really is, well, it feels a little cliche, bait and switch, right? And I don't think that we're at this place where they know. Maybe people just don't know. I don't know that there's an explicit hoodwinking involved. I think we're all in this like, oh shit, like now we have these tools and we're integrating it into what we're doing and we're experimenting. And you're all of a sudden, you're like, well, I could just, it's a slippery slope and I can just do this thing. And I've had those, I'm working on something and I'm like, great, I'll just throw it into AI. And I'm like, oh my God, this was horrible. I was like, this did not work out. Right. And I had enough self-awareness to go, okay, back up. I'm not gonna, like, this isn't the right way to use the tool.
I think there's another piece of this too, and maybe again, this is the, maybe the way my brain works is with AI, you can prompt it till you're blue in the face because it wants to keep you there, right? So you can constantly wonder if it's the right answer or if you're done or if there's
Right.
something
Or
else.
it also is like, hey, great idea. Right.
Right. And so if someone is using AI and you are wanting to hire them for their judgment and their expertise and the answer,
Yeah.
and they're using AI, well, maybe that's not what the right answer was. And then you, or at least me, is going round and round trying to figure out if I can outsmart both of those, if there's something else. And that intermediary, like I said, is just wildly inefficient.
Right. This is not, yeah. And I think there is what I think is interesting about your cautionary tale here is that you are bearing the burden of the externalities. You're getting something that is not the quality that you want, and you have to redo it anyways.
100%. And so, how do you know in the buying process whether it's AI or not? I don't know. What's the test? Do they show up great from an advisory standpoint on the call, and then you ask for a preview of the output? Like, I don't know. Again, I'm sure companies hiring people are having this challenge. It's everywhere. But right now, I'm sandwiched between,
Yeah.
like, and I'm like, ooh, get me out of this sandwich. I don't want it.
So the conversation, so to your point, the conversation I heard about a direct to consumer food chain that they basically said in no uncertain terms, if you use AI to create a thing, you are responsible for that result. You are responsible. If it has hallucinated and you provide the wrong data, that is your responsibility. And I feel like there needs to be some kind of contract of, and I think you and I think implicitly, like what I'm delivering is going to be good, but but maybe it needs to be more explicit, right? Like even if I hire somebody else, right? Like that's not absurd, like a junior designer. And then they're like, I did all these versions. And then I say, I like this version. They send it to me. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to move these things around. That's the same thing, except for I'm inserting myself into the process. And what you're getting, it doesn't feel like there's any human gate there, there's no filter.
Yeah, and it goes back to trust. I think. So, and there's many questions. What's the value of what we're paying for? How do you have this conversation? What is the gatekeeping, and what are the rules of the road?
And we're in the middle of it all, right? Like we're building the plane as we're flying it. You know, it's my third cliche in the last 20 minutes. Sorry.
Yeah.
To me, right? We're not gonna, like, you and I aren't gonna say there's no way we're gonna be like, here's how you should use AI in professional services. That doesn't make sense. But what I think I hear in our conversation is, if you are someone who provides professional services, it is important to understand where you intend to use AI and declare that to the buyer. And on the buyer side, it is imperative that you ask, where in the process are you using AI and where won't you? And if you decide to do it in a new way or an experiment with something, you need to tell me so that we can be clear.
Yeah, I don't know if that even feels fair, to ask
I mean, I wouldn't ask, are you using Adobe or Figma? Like, I obviously, this is a different thing, don't you think? Or is that not the question you have?
No, I mean, I again, we're talking about this in real time. Is it my business to know what tools they use to get their work done? Just like asking an employee, like, how are you getting to the office? You don't really care as long as you show up and do the work. I think what happens is when the results suffer and the results are poor, and it's because of AI, and it's clear, and because it's causing the other person more work, aka the buyer, that's when it's like, nah. I think about, I just finished writing this book, and I follow a lot of like book editors and stuff on Threads and Twitter or whatever. They now charge a markup if a text has been written by AI or a manuscript because it is so much extra work for them to clean it up. I think it's similar here. Like, it is so much extra work for me to clean it up.
So you want a discounted, you want a discount clause.
I don't know. I did not hire this person because
This is
they could prompt AI well.
this is one of the fundamental misunderstandings that I hope that we can all resolve, or at least move towards, which is AI is not your tool to do less work. It is not your tool. It is not a shortcut. It is not going to help you get things done faster. It is just not. And that, to me, is where is one of the assumptions, one of the kernel assumptions that I think is causing this challenge. Because ultimately, and the reason why it's showing up in professional services is because the resource that we provide is time. And if, you know, it's like an expertise, fine. And like time as a place to provide that expertise and pattern seeking and all that stuff. But that's where using our time, we're not producing a widget that then makes value. We are
Well,
creating the value.
maybe it's this. We hire these people for many reasons. One of them may be to save ourselves time. And the professional services people, for th so that they can save time, they use AI. And there is the rub. And it's like, nope. Because it's actually wasting mine while trying to save yours.
Yeah, that's right. It's putting it back on you.
Yes.
It's putting it back on you. All right. Well, we didn't solve the world's problems, but I
No,
do think,
I am. Next
but
time.
I do think this was worthy of the time that we put into it and the conversation. It certainly helped me, and I hope it helps everybody out there that's listening. Thanks, everybody, again, for listening to the Job Shit Show, brought to you by me. And great Mondays. Lindsay Kaplan, thanks so much for coming on and bitching with me about AI.
My pleasure, Josh.